It's time for a real estate roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in sunny Boca Raton. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You know, in September, we found that home prices were starting to decelerate, but October was a completely different case. What happened?
It was great. I loved it. October, it seems like things just turned on in a big way. I know in my marketplace, we could see it ramp up. I think, you know, the snow, the early snow or anticipation of snow may have something to do with it in our marketplace.
Okay.
But, you know, all across the country, it was seen. And what we're looking at, Steve, is an increase of 6.1% in October compared to 12 months ago.
Yeah, so in September, it was increasing at a 5.6 rate. So now it's at 6.1. So we're seeing a bit of an acceleration. I think it's because in October, we saw interest rates fall, which also added to the fact that mortgage rates came down and people started to get excited again.
You know, we started off strong last year, and then we saw the momentum about the middle of the year slow down, which actually that time of year, which is around summertime, is usually pretty strong. But it's really picked up since October.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to predict, right?
It is, and every state reported price gains. You know, if you look at, based on the CoreLogic report, you're looking at new highs in Colorado, Louisiana, Nebraska, New York, North Dakota, South Dakota, Tennessee, Wyoming, really widespread across the country. But even having said that, Steve, there's still pockets of areas within, you know, some places like Texas, Seattle, Denver, where prices just aren't rising as fast as the rest of the country. And I think a lot of it, and you would know better than I would, has to do with what's going on with the job market and income.
Yeah, well, it is improving, but it is improving very slowly. Here's a statistic which really caught my attention. In 27 states, home values are within 10% of their previous peaks. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's unreal. I know, like in our marketplace, all of South Florida, we're still down about 30%.
Yeah, so that's what it feels like, as you say, in our market here in South Florida. But there's 27 states where it's within 10%. That's amazing. Hey, let's change topics here because, you know, we've been talking about kids, you know, living with their parents longer. But I think there's a trend now that's actually the reverse of that. It seems that more parents are moving in with their kids. What's going on there?
Yeah, you know, many of the baby boomers are doubling up their living accommodations with their aging parents. And it's a trend that's expected to hold on. Basically, what you're seeing, Steve, is the population is growing older and they're living longer. And, you know, a lot of folks don't want to go into, you know, assisted living facilities. And the families are expanding on their homes, even with builders. Builders are designing homes with two master suites or, you know, a three-way split, a split for the parents, a split for the in-laws, and then a split for the kids. In some cases, builders are even building guest homes, depending on what part of the country you're at. So the demand is definitely strong, and it's growing as time passes.
You know, you're talking about expanding your existing home, but what is the next big feature or what are people looking for when they buy a home? You know, it's like every time you get a new car, it has some new technology, and really buying a home these days is no different.
Sure. Well, the big thing right now is technology. And with technology, the millennial generation is, you know, a huge group behind all of this that love that technology. And that's going to be the smart home technology. Now, what's smart home technology? You know, it's designed for comfort, safety, cost savings. A lot of people think of smart technology for their security systems. You know, you can watch from your cell phone who's at your front door and that sort of thing. But there's other features that the smart technology can do. It can control the lights that are, you know, turned on and off throughout the house, the air conditioning systems. They can regulate, you know, when to raise the temperature or lower the temperature. So there's a lot of money-saving potential, you know, behind all of this. And then a lot of people think that will enhance the saleability of their home with that smart technology.
It wasn't too long ago that we were just hoping for an internet connection, you know?
Remember the intercoms?
Oh, the intercom.
Intercom systems.
Yeah. You know, mine never worked. I know about that. And now we want, you know, the thermostats that can be controlled remotely. We want everything to be available on our cell phone. And, you know, why not? You know, I have an iPad and I've got this Google Play. And it's pretty good, and I was using everything on my iPad to control it. But then I realized, hey, you know, I could just do that on my phone, and it's a heck of a lot easier. So things are moving pretty fast.
Yeah, technology's fun.
Yeah, it is.
When it works.
As always, I love to always talk about your real estate survival guide, and I've got one here for you to talk about. And, you know, we always kid because you say, when is the best time in a realtor's eyes for you to buy? And the answer is?
Now.
And what is the best time for a person to sell? The answer is?
Oh, that would be now. Doesn't matter what time of year it is.
Exactly. So the survival guide is 4 more reasons to sell now. The first one I'm going to start you off is there's less competition now. Is that true?
It is. You know, the housing supplies dropped to 5.1 months of inventory. In a normal market, Steve, should be about 6 months supply of inventory. So what does that mean? Because the inventory is less, you have less competition, which in theory means you can sell your home faster and, you know, for more money. Puts the seller a little bit in the driver's seat here, which is a good thing if you're a seller. So we're talking about why it's a good reason
to
sell.
So kind of a seller's market in a sense, because when you have low inventory, that makes your property that much more valuable.
Right, exactly. Right. And there's pent-up desire for many homeowners to move. And as they are unable to sell over, you know, the last several years because of the negative equity situation, homeowners are now seeing a return to that, you know, situation. They turning into a positive equity situation over the last 2 years. So I think in the near future, we're going to see more and more sellers wanting to maybe become move-up buyers. And we also know that new construction is starting to enter into the marketplace.
Yeah.
And that's going to create more competition.
Well, again, as prices rise and these companies are out to make big profits, they're going to start building more homes. It's part of the natural cycle. So if you're going to sell, you want to sell sooner, in a sense, while inventory is tight. Also, another reason, and we've got about 30 seconds left, so let's just go to this one here. The process will be quicker. Why is it quicker?
Well, you know, once you start hitting the winter months, it seems to get prolonged because of the holidays. So the sooner that you do it, the better off you are, and really for no other reason. We're seeing that the length of time it takes from contract to closing can be prolonged during, you know, the holiday time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the sooner you get it done, the sooner you're done with it.
All right. As always, we've got our real estate survival guide. We've got our real estate roundup with Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.